for more information.
This is
the
time. This is the space. This is Barbara Glickstein, host and producer of Health Styles. Do you have a family member or friend or colleague who has a problem with tobacco, alcohol, prescription drugs, cocaine, heroin, or other substance? This Thursday from 1 to 3 p.m., Health Styles guest is Dr. Carrie Wilkins, co-founder and clinical director of the Center for Motivation and Change, and one of the authors of the book, Beyond Addiction, How Science and Kindness Help People Change. Dr. Wilkins will share effective ways to help someone with an addiction, hear the evidence that shows that kindness to yourself and the person with the addiction and a careful approach to communication can be more successful. Tune into Health Styles this Thursday from 1 to 3 p.m. Support WBAI by becoming a member. Stay tuned.
New York City is now USA capital of inequality. Is it ethnic cleansing? Join us for a special edition of Night Talk Live with Bob Law, broadcast from The Mist in Harlem, 46 West 116th Street between Malcolm X Boulevard and Fifth Avenue. A talk radio format with full in-theater audience participation. Thursday, February 19th, 6 to 8 p.m. The community is invited to participate. The admission is free. The event will be broadcast live on WBAI 99.5 FM. The guest panelists include Dorothy Pittman Hughes, activist and author, the Reverend Calvin Butts, pastor of the Abyssinian Baptist Church, and others. Doors open at 5:30 p.m. We go on the air at 6 p.m. sharp. For travel and seating information, please call 646-688-5886. See you there.
This is Lynn Stewart. I'm calling on everyone who remembers the fabulous 60s and 70s and our heroes and heroines who went to prison as victims of the state. Some were released, but others have remained for up to 50 years. On Friday, February 20th, join me in celebrating a year since my release and sending a Valentine to current and former political prisoners. The event is from 6 to 10 p.m. at St. Peter's Church, 54th and Lexington in Manhattan. There will be entertainment and refreshments and lots of mad love. Bring them home. That's Friday, February 20th, 6 p.m. at 54th and Lex. For more information, visit lynnstewart.org or call 917-853-9759.
This Saturday, February 21st, from 2 to 4 p.m., Equal Time for Free Thought brings you Brain Games.
The human brain is said to be one of the most complicated objects in the universe, responsible for some of the most astonishing capacities we can fathom. Art, language, cognition, poetry, engineering, culture, and yes, even television are outgrowths of the human brain. Now, you're going to get to know it like never before.
With cutting-edge info from the worlds of social science and neuroscience, the Nat Geo Channel's Brain Games helps us understand why we behave as we do.
With puzzles and illusions that will challenge and amaze you, Brain Games is a television show whereby your senses and your brain are engaged and immersed. Brain Games is a ride, an experiment, fire drill for your mind. So switch it on and play.
So this Saturday from 2 to 4 p.m., be sure to tune in to Equal Time for Free Thought's Brain Game Special.
And once again, this is WBAI New York, 99.5 FM, and WBAI.org on the web. We are a listener-sponsored community radio station providing you a Pacifica state of mind since 1960. And as you should know by now, throughout the month of February, we will be fundraising. We will be in fundraising mode, raising some funds to make sure that some of the basics, some of the necessities are fulfilled, like paying the bills, making sure the equipment is functional, making sure that this microphone that I'm speaking in front of works. Is it working? Yeah, it's working. Awesome. That's right. Just like that. And you can be part of our financial You could be part of our solution to our financial problem by calling 212-209-2950. Once again, that number is 212-209-2950. Or if you're online streaming on WBAI.org, maybe you can pledge to the website, give to WBAI.org. Give the numeral 2, the number 2, give to WBAI.org. Now, usually at this time, Off the Hook would be on, as well as in the 8 o'clock hour, the Personal Computer Show would be on as well. Both programs are preempted, as you know, that during fundraising time, the regular schedule is usually thrown out the window, and some preemptions may happen, some expanded versions of some of your favorite programs may happen. But it's all because we're trying to raise some money for this radio station, making sure that those programs can come back on the air in its regularly scheduled time. 212-209-2950. Once again, that number is 212-209-2950. All right, it is now 5 minutes past 7 p.m. Stay tuned for more fundraising programming here on WBAI New York.
It's the Gary Null Show. And now, your host, Gary Null.
Hi, everyone. I'm Gary Null, and I welcome you. We're going to be offering some new premiums that you have not heard of before that are in alignment with the needs of the audience. And historically, at least the nearly 39 years I've been on WBAI, those needs have been empowering people, getting them to live a longer and healthier life, and to protect them from environmental toxins, from electromagnetic pulses, giving them the truth about cell phones and chemtrails and genetically engineered materials, etc. So our premiums are in that area. And we're going to start off by giving you some insights into some new premiums that I think could be lifesavers. And I mean literally lifesavers. Now, every time I fly, which is a great deal, I'm out on the road now, in fact, I'm working on my next film, which will be out in about 6 months, and it's Manufacturing Madness. It's the entire fraud of our mental health system. Everything about it, as you will see from people on the inside, including former directors, top people, the very top at the echelon of policymakers of the mental health field are in the film. In fact, I don't have anyone who's antagonistic to the mental health field in there. So when they say, oh, you just filmed a bunch of people who have a bias. No, I only filmed those who support the overdrugging of our children, who support labeling everyone who's got a disease, even when they don't have a disease like social anxiety disorder. But they're the ones who are now looking at the truth, finding that they've been engaged in frauds and lies and deceptions, and telling the truth on the record. Powerful film. I just finished a film. It took 5.5 to 6 years to finish. Poverty Inc., that is now being distributed throughout the world, and people are watching it. So now I'm on to another. But it means I do a lot of traveling. When I go onto an airplane and I take my seat, I start my writing. That's what I do. It's quiet time. There's no interruptions. And I do a lot of writing. I have a lot of new books coming out. I have 3 books in the next 12 months. One huge book. It's huge. It's going to be about 1,400 pages on women's health. In any case, I'm in an incubator, a plane. When I flew to Hawaii, that's 11 hours nonstop. When I flew to Spain, that's 11 and a half hours nonstop. And I was out and back in 48 hours in both. So that's a whole lot of exposure. All it takes is one person to have a flu on that plane. Everyone on the plane will be exposed because you don't just cough in your hand or in your sleeve or in the bend in your arm. Every time you breathe, the tiny water droplets under your tongue expand out into the air. Now, we see it when it's cold out, and we see our own breath. But if it's not cold, you don't see your breath, but your breath is still there, the very same identical breath. In fact, if you talk loudly, let's say I talk at this level right now, where I'm raising my voice intentionally, the water droplets go about 40 feet in all directions. Now, when I talk as I normally do, quietly, softly, it's about 12 to 15 feet. So just think of people who sneeze 60 feet. And these are very light. And viruses, bacteria in those can waft around in the air for a period of time, landing on surfaces, landing on you, an airplane landing on your face. You rub your mouth about 250 plus times a day. You touch your lips, you touch your nose, you touch your eyes. All ways of getting infections into the body. Now, I haven't been sick, and it's not because I have any genetic predisposition not to being sick. I simply take basic cautionary measures. When I get on a plane, I take some vitamin C. I also take some vitamin E that helps prevent clots from forming in the legs, thrombosis. It helps circulation. I also get up every hour and I walk to the back of the plane near the restroom and I do some deep knee bends and I get circulation going every hour. But more importantly, I wear a simple little device. This is it's no bigger than like a little battery. And you can't see it. It's black. And it comes with a strap, goes around your neck. But what it's doing, it is trapping any bacteria that comes near me and neutralizing it. Now, when I go to a theater, which is frequent, I love theater, or opera, ballet, chamber music, when I'm on a subway, which is every time I have to go downtown, when I'm in a movie theater, when I'm in a concert, Beacon Theaters, not far from my office, on the Upper West Side, I look to see if there's something I like to go to, and I go, you got 1,200, 1,500 people. You know that some of those people have some infections in their body. Why aren't you sick? Because you're helping yourself. Then when it's really serious, let's say that I'm around someone helping someone who has got a really serious flu, then I have a different little mask I put on. It's not like the mask you buy in your drugstore. There's nothing anywhere like this. And that's one of the ways I prevent myself from becoming ill. Now, that's not the only way, but it's certainly two of the most important ways. So we've got to be really concerned today about airborne particulate matter that is infective. If nothing else, I think the Ebola scare awakened everyone that we can't be cavalier and we can't be foolish. We have to be smart. So our first premium today is a air protection kit. Small, carry it anywhere. Take it into the movie theater, take it on a subway, take it into the office when someone is sick, but don't want to go home and say, oh, I'll be all right. Well, every time they breathe, they're spreading their bacteria and viruses all over the office. And you don't want to be paranoid about it, but you also want to be conscious. Someone in your family, your partner is sick, and you don't want to get a rebound infection. You want to pass the infection back and forth. So what do you do? Well, first, we want to be become educated. We want to know, how bad is it, the airborne infectious diseases in the United States? Two in particular, flu virus and the measles. Measles and flu are in the news right now, and they're going to stay in the news. So what we're offering today, exclusively to this audience, is one of the most effective methods of reducing the inhalation of airborne particles and microbes is to wear a mini ionic air purifier around your neck. So small, no one's ever seen mine. And yet everywhere I go outside where I'm going to be around people, I wear it. Even at my lectures, which are frequently packed, I wear it. No one ever notices it. You put it around your neck. And especially when you're in high-risk environments. And also, aside from that, if you really want to protect yourself, if you are really in a dangerous situation or one that you are concerned about, then you're going to wear what is called the FitSeal N99 Respirator Face Mask. It's a face mask, but unlike any other face mask there is, there is no other respiratory mask on the market that has the adhesion technology so that the mask does not leak and provides 200 times the protection of strap-type masks. It also protects against smoke, air pollution, allergens, and mold. So for those of you who are sensitive to environmental pollutants like gasoline, or those of you who drive like cab drivers or truck drivers, or those of you who may have a child that has sensitivities to airborne pollutants and allergens, this is perfect. So these personal protective devices have not been offered before together as a kit. This is exclusive to WBAI. And so what you're going to get is, one, a mini ionic air purifier. You put it in the palm of your hand. It's so small. Plus five FitSeal, FitSeal, what we call N99 face masks. And you're not going to be able to get these except for the, right now at this station. And I've invited Dr. Roy Spicer, who has a background in environmental toxicology and microbiology, on because he has research this extensively, especially when it comes to flu and measles cases and comparing it to other ways of protecting yourself when you're in a crowded environment. You want to be safe on an airplane, a train, a bus, a subway. Let's say hello to Dr. Roy Spicer. Hi, Roy. Roy there? Michael G?
Yes, he should be right there, Gary. Okay, there he is.
Hi, it's Dr. Spicer. Hi.
Okay, Roy, tell people what you know is the science behind the mini ionic air purifier, how it works, and also the science behind the FitSeal N99 respirator face mask. Roy, can you hear me? Michael G., I think he may have a problem hearing me. You'll have to ask him.
I can hear you, Gary.
Okay, you're going to have to talk, Roy.
I can hear you.
Okay, either you talk or we're hanging up.
I'm here. Can you hear me, Gary?
Oh, let's say goodbye.
Gary,
we can hear him.
We can hear him.
Okay, but then he's got to talk. He's got to explain this.
Okay. All right. So, Dr. Spire, we need you to explain this to us about this kit. Could you explain that to us, please?
Yes. The kit includes a personal air purifier and a respirator face mask. Now, the reason these two personal protection devices are important is that right now the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has issued alerts that there's increased cases of flu around the United States, and it's going to be an especially severe season, and it will affect people in various ways, but there are high-risk groups like people that are over 50 years old and young children, and these personal protection devices will prevent dangerous particles from getting into your breathing space. So it protects you from inhaling bacteria and germs, as well as particles of smoke, dust, pollen, molds, and it will reduce these allergens from getting into your breathing space and breathing them in. So it's a small, portable air purifier. It's called a mini ionic, and you wear it around your neck, and you can wear this all day long, especially if you're in crowded areas, if you're in an elevator, you're in a store, you're shopping, or you're at work, and there are people that potentially could be sneezing or coughing in your breathing space. This small, portable air purifier will prevent particles from getting into your breathing space. It literally pushes them out. Now, there have been studies done on this mini ionic at two universities. One was the University of Cincinnati, and they studied this. These were top scientists and researchers in air pollution science. And after studying the effects of this mini ionic air cleaner, they concluded that it substantially prevented the inhalation of toxic particles into the breathing space and killed as many as 95% of the germs within seconds of entering your breathing zone when you're wearing this personal protection device. So this is a highly effective, well-documented, scientifically studied air purification device. It's very portable. It's small. It only has a dimension of about 2.5 inches by 1 inch. It comes with a necklace, a little strap that you wear around your neck. You can also carry it in your pocket, clip it onto your front pocket. People travel with these on airplanes. They use them in their car, smoky places like restaurants, and it's a highly effective unit to decontaminate the air around your breathing space. And it's been used against airborne germs, and it is highly effective. Now, you have two items which are very important in air protection and breathing protection. The second item is called a respirator face mask. It's a Fitseal N99 respirator face mask. Now, these are not the typical face masks or masks that you buy in stores. They're not available in stores, and these are the most effective protection devices. When you put them on your face, you will have no germs entering your breathing space. So if you're in a high-risk zone where people are sneezing and coughing, or you go to a theater and somebody's coughing next to you, you can put this mask on. It's an adhesion mask. It puts on in seconds. There's no strap. There's no nose clip. It'll apply with an adhesion material, and it creates a seal around your breathing space. So the technology has been tested at the government NIOSH laboratories. It has been tested thoroughly. It has a rating of N99. That means better than 99% protection against any kind of germs, including viruses. And one of the major features of this adhesion mask, which is different from every other mask, is that there is no leakage around the perimeter of the mask. So, for example, a typical mask that you put on your face, which has a nose clip and strap, can leak. It doesn't fit properly. It's very hard to get a tight seal. When you put on the FitSeal respirator face mask, it makes it 100% sealed. There's no leakage. And again, this has been tested at a government facility called NIOSH, and it passed all the tests to the highest level. It even met the new standard, which is called total inward leakage. So it is part of a new standard which tests for leakage around the mask. There was 100% seal, no leakage, which will occur with other masks. So right now, with these airborne infections going around, flu and now measles, there's been an outbreak of measles. And in the United States, last year, there was the highest case of measles in almost 15 years. It was 640 cases. And the CDC has issued a health advisory to notify the public health departments about a multi-state outbreak. So these are two airborne infectious diseases that are, you know, potentially very harmful to you. And you can get added protection by carrying the mini ionic and wearing it, and also having one of these fit seals in your purse or pocket. They're foldable. They're very portable. You can put them in a briefcase. You can travel with them. You can keep them on you every day. So if you're in a situation where people are sneezing and coughing, or you're concerned about being in close quarters with people, you have your mini ionic on. You can put that right around your neck, turn it on when you need it, or keep it on all the time. And if you're in a high-risk situation where you think people are sick around you, you can put on the respirator face mask in addition to the mini ionic. And that will give you virtually 100% protection against any airborne germs that you could breathe in.
My
Gene? So that's...
Yes, I'm right here with you, Gary.
Ask him if this would help prevent infection if you're in a room with someone taking care of a loved one, for example, who has the flu or who has some other, a cold. Would this help prevent the bacteria and viruses that are common with a flu and cold from getting into your body and infecting you?
All right. So, doctor, if you're in a room, for instance, with some folks, you know, you're caring for loved ones who are ill, would this protect you against the viruses, the germs that may be in that room that the people that you're caring for are just visiting or emanating?
Yes, absolutely, yes. The again, because of the superior seal and protection of the mask, it's not a typical mask that you would put on. And as a matter of fact, during the bird flu epidemic, a lot of hospitals, the staff, medical staff, were wearing the typical type mask, and a lot of them got sick because they weren't protected properly. Now, they've used the new Fit Seal mask in a couple of situations. One was during the SARS epidemic up in Canada, and they found that the healthcare workers that used it, they were actually in the rooms. These are high-risk environments where people are sneezing and coughing. There's tons of germs in the room, and they did not get sick. And the studies they've shown is that this mask, the Fit Seal N99, will protect you against any situation where there's high concentrations of airborne germs. So it could be whether it's in a hospital, whether it's at home with a sick one. That's the mask you want to have on when you're going into that environment. It'll give you more protection. It'll absolutely seal around your face. You will not have any leakage. Will not have any penetration. So no matter how many germs are in the air, you know, of course, you have to observe other procedures. You know, I'm going to touch surfaces. You'll have to wear gloves. But the mask is superior in terms of protection against the airborne diseases.
All right. Now, let's say that you're in a situation such as I recently found myself on an airplane on a long flight to California, then back the same day from California. So I was in the air total about 12 hours that day. And I was wearing the little ionic around my neck. How far out of a shield does that go to trap the viruses and bacteria and neutralize them so I'm not breathing them in?
Gary, the first thing is that on a plane, you're in a closed environment, and people cough and sneeze, germs are circulating around the plane. That's a well-established fact. The mini ionic, when worn around your neck during an entire flight, back and forth, will protect you in a radius of about 1.5 to 2 feet away from your breathing space. So you're assured that on a plane or in a train, subways, that you will have complete protection in your breathing space. So that would be an ideal situation to wear one of those mini ionics. And as a matter of fact, I've traveled with them for over 15 years, and the one time I didn't have it, I got sick. I got a cold. So you're assured that you'll be protected on any kind of vehicle or closed system, whether it's train or plane, in a restaurant, theater, and you're protected within a radius of about almost 2 feet.
Now, I've been wearing mine for 15 years, and it's never worn out. I just change the battery every so often. What is the lifespan of this?
On average, they're set for between 20 and 40 hours of continuous use with one battery. That's a lithium-ion battery. If you get a high-quality battery like Sanyo or Duracell, they'll last about 20 to 40 hours. And they're very easy to change. It's just a little side slot that comes out, and you just change the battery. One thing about it is that it comes with an easy-to-wear necklace. It's compact, it fits in your pocket. And it's a very small item. It's, like I said, about 2 inches by 1 inch, so it's very unobtrusive. When you carry it on planes, I also keep one extra one because I can put it in the pocket of the magazine, so you could have double protection in a higher-risk environment. If you notice people that are sick, especially during flu season, there are a lot of people traveling back and forth on planes. I go between New York and Florida, and a lot of sick people on these planes. So I want to be having maximum protection.
But what I asked was not how long the battery lasts, 40 hours. How long would the unit keep producing
the ionic exchange if you keep giving it good batteries.
Oh, it can last indefinitely. Like I said, there's units out there 15, 20 years. As long as you don't drop it, you're fine. It'll last indefinitely.
Okay. Please hold on. Michael G., over to you. Now that people know that this is a really important health system, and they should have it, because you never know when you're going to be traveling or in an environment with other people who may be sick, and you don't want to come down with their sicknesses. In fact, recently over at BAI, wasn't it the case where one person had the flu, then everybody came down with the flu?
Yeah.
All right? It's and true. Because no one knew how to protect themselves. Had they all had these, then one person might have come with the flu, but no one else would have been infected. And how many people taking care of a family member get the same virus because they're in close contact? They're in the air. So this would have prevented that. And how many people go to work and someone at work doesn't want to stay home, which is the right thing to do and take care of themselves, so they infect a whole office? That wouldn't happen here. So this is simply one of the most beneficial and important, long-lasting. I'm using mine constantly for 15 years. In fact, virtually every lecture I've done, every place I travel, I'm wearing this, but it's so tiny, you can't see it, and it's black. So I just, I wear it right inside my shirt, and that protects me, and that's the key. So now let's tell people how they can support the station and get this.
You're right, Gary, because I've seen you many times, and I'm not able to detect that at all. And as you said, you constantly have it on. It's a $225 pledge to WBAI. It's a tax-deductible contribution, and you get them both, the mini ionic and the fit seal, the adhesion mask. It's 212-209-2950. I have so many tasks to do here, my goodness. 212-209-2950 is the number to call. We'll send you this as a thank you gift to you for supporting WBAI. I mean, this is really something that you want to have. It's very useful. You can it's useful all of the time, not just on a particular day or at a particular event. It's useful all of the time. 212-209-2950. More importantly, in my opinion, is having this program here. Now, this is a special edition of the Gary Nall Show, an expanded edition. The program airs Monday through Friday at 12 noon, and I'm most thankful for the health and nutrition and environmental information that Gary gives us every day at the top of the show, how to properly wash hands and clean surfaces. So very, very important, vital things that I use every day. This is something that you want to have, and we want to make sure that you get it. It's a contribution to WBAI, supporting the station so that we are able to determine our own destiny at this radio station. 212-209-2950, $225 pledge. I just called the call center and they gave me this information themselves. And so it's $225, 212-209-2950. It's only going to take 3 or 4 minutes to make the call.
And it's tax deductible.
And it's tax deductible, that's right.
So you're really paying, aside from the taxes on it, you're really paying half that amount. But then here's how I always look at anything I purchase. Do I need it? And what's the value of it? In other words, I know the cost of everything, but does this have value? When someone sees me feeding, recently I was doing a workshop on how to feed the soil. And one of the people said, and this was at a health support group for WBAI, which was very successful, helped the station, but it helped people. So there I am, and you can see photographs of this up on my website, and there I am in the soil. And this woman said, "That's an awful lot of stuff you're putting in the soil. I don't do any of that, and I still get vegetables." I said, "That's correct. But do you notice that there are no insects at all here? And yet there are insects everywhere in the area, because I have healthier plants. And when I'm feeding them, I'm giving them the extra nutrients into the soil. And that's how they take this up, and it strengthens their immune system. Plants have an immune system. Trees have an immune system. Most people never think about fertilizing the trees. I fertilize trees every 3 months and at the drip line. And that's where the water comes off the leaves, because that's where the roots are. And I give them a very strong natural fertilizer. And then I clean out the bottom of ponds where there are ducks and geese, and just get in there. You put on some mud boots and mud overhauls, and then you take buckets and you load it up, and now you get all this really good fertilizing material. You put that around, spread it around the base of trees and plants, put it in flower beds. Suddenly you have healthier flowers. Different than if you saw what I feed my dogs. Well, how many people have dogs live in their 20s and are as healthy as pups, run around? And how many have a cat that's 23 that's just, you wouldn't know she wasn't a year old because of what you feed them. I don't feed them stuff out of a box or a can, because that's enzyme dead. So the idea is that we have to stop for a moment and ask ourselves, what is the value of the effort of giving this relationship quality time? What does it mean when instead of saying, ah, I got so much work to do, I don't have time for us to go for a walk, instead you make the walk important. You make the holding hands important. You make the quality time to look at the person who's been your gift to be in your life. Because when someone chooses to be in your life, I consider that a gift. And I want to honor that and treasure that.
Yep.
Never take it for granted. But think how many times we take the relationships and people in our lives for granted until they're not there. Or we take our health for granted till we have our stroke. Or we take our freedoms for granted until someone is knocking at our door because we wrote an editorial, or because we signed a petition against genetic engineering and you thought that you had a right to do it. So I look at the value of the choices that I make. So when it comes to my health, I don't want to be cavalier. I don't want to be imbued with hubris and assume that I can go to Lincoln Center. One of the joys of my life is walking down there. I just do a health walk each night down from the Upper West Side. It's just 2 miles down, 2 miles back, 4 mile walk. But I think, and then if there's something I want to see, if there's room, I can get a ticket, I'll go in. I don't want to assume that every single person in that room is healthy, that the air is pure. They don't have air purifiers. They don't have air filtration systems. So I have my ionic air filter. No one will see it. I'm not asking people to pay attention to it. I'm not drawing attention to myself. It's just my own quiet, non-obtrusive way of knowing I can both enjoy the comfort of knowing I'm not going to be infected and the joy of the performance. The same way with a movie. The same way being on a subway. There's no faster economical way to get downtown and uptown than on a subway.
That's right.
And so I'm taking them all the time. But also I know how many people can be sick. The other day, wow, everybody was sneezing and coughing because it was near zero wind chill. It was below zero wind chill. You know? So would you want to be on a subway where everyone was coughing and sneezing? Or would you want to be on it knowing you had some protection, some barrier that no one knew about, no one saw, you didn't draw attention to yourself, but you were helping not become a victim. Even when I go into a restaurant, a vegan restaurant, I'll sit there quietly and order my food, take my time, enjoy it, and leave. There'll be people coughing in there. There'll be people who are sick. I'm just not picking up their viruses. So I ask, what is the value of spending $225 that A is going to help this station and help the programming that means something to the people in this audience? It's one of the reasons they listen. But at the same time, for years or decades, will help prevent them from having illnesses. And especially at age 70, the flu can kill you. So you don't want to be cavalier with it. The older you get, the more susceptible your immune system. And that's crucial that we understand that. So that's what this is about. It's about paying attention to the basics, helping yourself protect yourself from viruses, bacteria, when you're in any public place. And just today, on my noon show, Michael G., you said you like the health information. My guest is Deborah Kopold. She's a graduate of Harvard and MIT, and she's going to talk about the two-way smart meters that a New York City bill has passed to install them in people's apartments and homes. Now, we didn't have public hearings on this, and the legal and public health problems with the wireless age should be explored. These are radiating with pulsed electromagnetic pulses right into our apartments. I don't want that. I don't want a smart meter. I know how dangerous they are. So the audience listening today will learn about how dangerous smart meters are, especially the brand new two-way smart meters. Very dangerous. And so we're going to educate people on this show. It's a local issue with incredible health implications, and we will be going in depth with an expert who has testified on these issues and will tell us what we have to do to protect ourselves. That's one of the topics at noon. Also today, I'll be talking about what happens when we don't pay attention to the movement nationwide by Big Pharma and the Democrat Republican corporatists that are saying no more exemptions, no religious exemptions, not even medical exemptions, no exemptions. Everybody's got to be vaccinated. Okay. So how could they use that? Well, you'd be forbidden from flying on an airplane unless you could prove that you had your flu vaccine, or a bus, or a subway, or a train, or a corporate office, even a restaurant. The implications of having no exemptions from vaccines means we're living in a medical totalitarian state. So I will discuss this. And we're always going to be discussing the latest on health and healing. Today, we'll be talking about the USDA has approved, and now we're receiving genetically modified Arctic apples. An Arctic apple is genetically engineered not to turn brown. But what about the 73,000 comments who opposed the commercialization of Arctic apples? They were all brushed aside because USDA, the head of it, is by the top genetic engineering former governor in America, Tom Vilsack. So we'll discuss the Arctic apple. We'll discuss the fact that Big Pharma, being sued after covering up drug risk causing boys to grow breasts. And we're not talking about a few men. We're talking about 1,000 young men are developing female breasts because of a drug they took, Risperidone. And the company knew about it all along. We'll also talk about vitamin D deficiency linked with atherosclerosis. So, yes, we're there every day at noon, going on 39 years to share what we need to do to live a longer and healthier life. And now we're saying, what can we do to support the station, which needs supporting? That's why we're all here, and doing the best we can to get back up on our feet, which we're doing. And the good news is that BAI is now in a better position than KPFA, KPFK, PFW, and KPFT. Far better than PFW and KPFT, about the same as KPFK, except they have a far bigger budget. We're running on fumes as far as our staff.
That's
we have too few staff, and but at least we're not dead. Mm-hmm. We're averaging about the same amount per day as they are, and that's good. And we have a commitment of volunteers to get our premiums out as quickly as possible, and to take all of our old premiums that were missed and get them out. And we really have our volunteers to thank for that, because they are doing it, and we commend them for it. So let's give a call now and get the ionic air filter, so small you can put it around your neck and no one even sees it. It helps create a foot-and-a-half barrier, according to Dr. Roy Spicer. And also these masks that anywhere you're at, you can put these on. And just recently, wouldn't you know it, that I would end up getting the last seat on a plane because one plane was canceled. And so I went to another one, and the regular passengers get their seats, so I got a standby seat. Last seat, clear at the back of the plane. And here I sit down, and I look to my left. There's one woman sitting beside me, and her face is red, her nose is runny, and she's coughing, and she's not even coughing into her hands.
Oh, boy.
So I said, could you please cough into your tissue? So I went into the restroom, and I got a whole bunch of tissues, and I handed it to her. And she looked at me like, why should I?
Oh, my gosh.
And then I saw that, well, this isn't going to work, and I've got to be for 6 hours of this.
Wow.
So I just, what I did, I had on the ionic air filter, I put on the mask.
Mm.
Hence, no infection. I hate to think of how many other people on that plane within 24 hours had an immune system challenge because of whatever was in this person's body. Even when I'm in some of the most dangerous places you could imagine on Earth in my travels, whether it's the Amazon rainforest, whatever it may be, I'm always conscious, is there anything in this air that I should be concerned about? If I were traveling to Beijing, I had a professor and his daughter pick me up at the airport to drive me to where I had to go, and she had just returned the day before from studying at a university in China, at the most polluted city there, and she said that some days you could see about a quarter mile, but for 2 days in a row, if she held her arm straight out, she couldn't see her fingers.
Ooh.
And she said, they have these little masks you buy in the drugstore that do nothing. So I suggested she buy the filter and wear these, because this would protect her from that airborne pollution.
Mm-hmm.
Think of all the people that never think that they'll be around a toxic air, and then it happens.
Right.
Think of the derailment in West Virginia.
Mm,
you heard about that fire, right?
Mm-hmm.
Last 2 days. And then the one up near Alberta in Canada.
Canada, yeah.
Well, and think of the people living on the Gulf.
Mm.
All those airborne particulate matters out of that oil cause massive respiratory illnesses in millions of people. They weren't compensated. The government refused to acknowledge it. But go down as I did and interview them. And they'll tell you that they can't cope. That would have been a perfect example. So you never know when you're going to need this. Why not have it? And it lasts and lasts and lasts. I would rather spend a few dollars and have the fire extinguisher and hope I never have a fire. Have health insurance and hope I never have a health crisis. I'd rather have this and never use it than not have it and need it and then get sick, because we all know what it costs when we're sick at every level. So now let's tell people how they can support the station and get this.
It's a $225 pledge to WBAI. It's a tax-deductible contribution, and you get them both, the mini ionic and the fit seal, the adhesion mask. It's 212-209-2950. I have so many tasks to do here, my goodness. 212-209-2950 is the number to call. We'll send you this as a thank you gift to you for supporting WBAI. I mean, this is really something that you want to have. It's very useful. You can it's useful all of the time, not just on a particular day or at a particular event. It's useful all of the time. 212-209-2950. More importantly, in my opinion, is having this program here. Now, this is a special edition of the Gary Nall Show, an expanded edition. The program airs Monday through Friday at 12 noon, and I'm most thankful for the health and nutrition and environmental information that Gary gives us every day at the top of the show, how to properly wash hands and clean surfaces. So very, very important, vital things that I use every day. This is something that you want to have, and we want to make sure that you get it. It's a contribution to WBAI, supporting the station so that we are able to determine our own destiny at this radio station. 212-209-2950, $225 pledge. I just called the call center and they gave me this information themselves. And so it's $225, 212-209-2950. It's only going to take 3 or 4 minutes to make the call.
And it's tax deductible.
And it's tax deductible, that's right.
Give a call now. We only have 8 minutes to go.
Give a call now. That's 212-209-2950. Dr. Roy Spicer is still on the phone with Gary, and we are appreciative of his time spending with us talking about this mini ionic filter and mask, the adhesion mask, for a $225 pledge. We'll send that to you as a thank you gift. We thank the caller in Bayside, New York, calling up and getting not one, but a couple of these masks. And you have to ask yourself, what is the benefit? Does this benefit me? And what is that benefit to me? That's what you have to ask yourself. And you're the only one that can answer that question. But we're asking you to join us, become members, and support the station. And we will send you this filter, this air filter and the adhesion mask for a $225 pledge. It's a tax-deductible contribution supporting radio station WBAI. It's 212, that's our number, 212-209-2950. 212-209-2950. Make your calls now. We're standing by, ready to take your calls. Gary?
Also today, Michael, at noon, I'll be talking about a new study by Charles Scheif, Are Your Medicines Safe? Quote, the FDA buries evidence of fraud in medical trials. My students and I dug it up. And he published it in the Journal of American Medical Association's magazine about how bad science is. We're talking about corporatized science and why you can't trust it. That'll also be today. Let's go back for the last few minutes at least. Dr. Roy Spicer's on the phone. Dr. Roy, give your background academically and research background so people can appreciate why your information and insights are to be taken seriously and are relevant.
My original background credentials come from my bachelor's of science degree in microbiology, and I advanced on to a master's degree in biochemistry and a PhD in biochemistry. I worked for the New Jersey Department of Health in a bacteriology department. Plus, I spent 5 years of research in pharmaceutical industry researching new drugs, which, of course, today I'm totally opposed to use of most medications. But the fact of the matter is I've spent 25 years in research. I've published a lot of papers. I do consulting work for the government, and I've designed air purification devices and water filtration devices for government agencies, hospitals, and I work with a lot of clinics around the country with their very sick people, making quality products for their indoor air quality and indoor water quality to improve it so they can heal properly.
And by the way, you graduated from Rutgers University in New Jersey, right?
That is correct. Rutgers and Fairleigh Dickinson.
And you've published in the literature journals. So we have a scientist, with outstanding academic credentials, having worked both in industry and government, who now does not work in anything except that which helps the public. So he's an expert. That's why he was invited on. Now, from your best analysis, from your best judgment, having studied this at my request, what can you say about the ionic mini filter and the masks as far as comparing them to anything else that's in the world, anything anywhere that people would use? How does this rank?
Well, first, Gary, there is no comparison on the mini ionic. There's nothing, no device that's available that can perform or do what the mini ionic does. There's no personal protection device available. So it's unique in that respect. It's a patented technology. There's several patents on it. It's evolved over the years into a much more effective device. What you have and what you travel with is the latest version of it. And as you mentioned, you want to be able to breathe safe, clean air anywhere you go. And this device has the credentials. It's been studied at two universities, University of UCLA, and also at the University of Cincinnati. The Atmospheric Environment Group has studied it. Dr. Grinspun is a premier professor at University of Cincinnati. He's done several studies and published them in peer-reviewed journals on the mini-ionic's ability to remove germs and particulates from your breathing space. So there's been a lot of documentation, and again, it's a unique device. As far as the FitSeal face mask, the respirator face mask, the adhesion technology is, again, a unique technology that's different from all other face masks on the market. Every other face mask that's used uses a nose clip and a strap, and when you put it on your face, it's very hard to fit. They don't make a tight seal, and they leak from around the perimeter of the mask. So all the masks out there do the same thing other than the FitSeal. Now, the adhesion technology was developed in the United States. It's used in high-risk environments. It's been tested by NIOSH, which is the National Infectious Occupational Safety and Health Department, that all masks get tested by. It not only passed the N99, but it passed their newer, more rigid standard of total inward leakage, and it passed with 100%. It actually exceeded the new test requirements. So it's in a category by itself as far as penetration. There is no penetration of particles at up to point or down to 0.3 microns. That includes viruses and bacteria. But more importantly, there's no inward leakage around the perimeter, which makes it wholly different than every other mask on the market. So if you put it on, it's very quick to put on. It's very easy to put on. You can't put it on incorrectly. And it will make an absolute seal around your mouth and your nose so that you don't inhale any germs, viruses, bacteria, whatever in the environment. And like I said, on a plane where you have that's a high-risk environment where somebody's next to you sneezing and coughing and generating, you know, millions of germs, you had absolute protection. You had better than 100%, it's 100% effective. Between the two devices, the mini ionic and that mask, you could travel anywhere. You can go into a hospital. You could go into a sick room where people are coughing and sneezing, and you're protected. So there's no other better, or there's no better protection than using those two devices or either one by itself when you're in a germ, high-risk environment.
So I thank you very much for coming on today, Roy. Michael G., we have 60 seconds to go. Last opportunity for people to get what could be a lifesaver, something that we all should have, the ability to feel comfortable when we're in a taxi cab. I wear it in a taxi cab, by the way,
okay,
because you never know who was in the cab coughing.
Right before you.
Mm-hmm. Right? So in a cab, in a movie theater, in a subway, at the office, at home, if you have a sick friend, if you're a school teacher, you should definitely wear this in your classes. If you're a student, you should wear it in classes. When you're on an airplane, train, bus, you must wear this. So, and cab drivers, all of the cab drivers, and we have a lot of Haitian cab drivers who listen because they come by and talk to me all the time.
Right.
So you definitely should wear it. Last time to call its own only $225. And I'm wearing mine for 15 years, and it's still working. I just changed the batteries.
Another call just came in. One call came in from Brooklyn. People are calling in right now. Let me just let you know, just ask for Gary Null's Mini Ionic Air Purifier Pack. The Air Purifier Pack by Gary Null. I wish we could do this on into the next hour. We have some other things to do, and unfortunately we can't. But the number is 212-209-2950. 212-209-2950. We certainly would like to, again, thank Dr. Roy Spicer for being on and sharing his information with us this morning. Thank you, Dr. Spicer, for being with us today. 212-209-2950. Ask for Gary Null's Air Purifier Pack. You don't have to say the Mini Ionic. They'll know it. Gary Null's Air Purifier Pack. Ask yourself, again, what is the benefit? What is the benefit? $225. It's all tax deductible. Let us hear from you now. 212-209-2950. 50. Another call just came in. That's great. Thank you very much for the call. Look at there. Another call came in at 11 o'clock and just at 11:01. Thank you very much. Gary Null's, wait now, Gary Null's Air Purifier Pack, $225. Call the number now, 212-209-2950.
Thank you all very much.
Thank you, Dr. Spire. Dr. Spicer is with us, and this is WBAI in New York at 99.5 FM and WBAI.org on the web. Gary?
Michael G., I'd like to welcome everyone for a special hour. One of the joys of working with WBAI and its audience for nearly 39 years is that you get to see what people are interested in. And I have found that the balance and the synchronicity is to match a person's needs with some information or service, insights that empower those individuals. So we all live a longer and healthier life together. That's the object of the exercise. And in our fundraisings over the years, the number one fundraising premiums are the health and wellness premiums. Books, videos, CDs, lectures, screenings of films, all the different ways that we have manifest them. And during this hour, we're going to give you not one or two or three, but four different premiums with the idea that maybe one might not be of interest to you, but I'll bet some of the others will. And we're going to start, Michael G., with one of the most important types of things that we can do, and that is we know we should be having our fruits and vegetables. Well, last week when we talked about the green stuff capsules, they're gone. They sold out. There's no more. Mm. And it takes about 8 weeks to reproduce them, so we just stopped it because it was so successful because people got the message. If they're not eating the full spectrum of all their different vegetables each day, why not at least put health on their side by making sure that they have their vegetables each day in the little capsules they can take with them.
Right.
Ideally, I want people to eat fresh organic vegetables every day. Mm-hmm. That's the ideal. But the reality is people are not always able to do that. So hence the capsules. But those are gone. And the other issue is we should be having our fruits, because fruits do something wonderful in our body. Now, even if you're a diabetic, and you want to make sure that you are eating low glycemic fruits and vegetables and food and staying away from sugars, there are chemicals in fruits, and there could be anywhere from around 40 phytochemicals, plant-based chemicals, to as high as over 170 chemicals in each and every fruit. So what I found was, in studying the literature, that combining fruits together, you're getting the synergistic effects of all that goodness each time you take them. Now there's the problem. The problem is, how many fruits can you actually eat? Well, I mean, you could eat a banana, that's good, and an apple, that's great. But are you going to really eat goji berries, you can't get them unless you buy them dry in a store. And how often do you eat mango or papaya or red currants? How about never? People never eat red currants. Pomegranate they're becoming more aware of because it's a superfood. But apricots aren't eaten very often because they're seasonal. So generally we limit ourselves to what is seasonal. And we stay away from a lot of the dried fruit because it has more natural occurring fructose in it. This is not the high corn syrup fructose. This is a natural fructose. But still, for someone who is glycemic or has metabolic syndrome or hypoglycemic or diabetic, you don't want a lot of that. A little bit's okay. And you can test yourself. So what I did was I simply put together all of the finest fruits I had awareness of, based upon the science, into a single vegan capsule. So each day when I travel, which I'm doing now, I can't find vegan restaurants where I go. It's rare. And then when I do find one, I have to ask, is it hygienic, what I'm going to eat in the place? Even juice bars. I was in a juice bar recently where a guy took carrots right out of a bag. And I said, friend, you haven't washed that. But it's organic. I said, yeah, and crap's organic. All right? The fact that it's organic doesn't mean that it's not unclean. You can get sick from that. Oh, I didn't know.
Not to mention his hands. We haven't talked about that either.
Well, they wouldn't even wash their hands. If you're not going to wash the produce, you're not going to wash your hands.
That's true. Okay.
You're going to be one of those, you know, true nature things.
Okay.
So anyhow, so what I did, and I did this really for myself, is I invented a way that I could take my fruits, the superfruits, put them in capsules, vegan capsules made out of sea vegetable, and carry them with me. So throughout the day, when I wanted the energy, when I wanted the nutrition, the chlorophyll, when I wanted what it does to my DNA, I would take down some of these vegan fruit capsules. That's what I do. And that's why I'm able to spend so much time without breaks. And I also know what it does to my brain, my heart, my skin, my energy, my mitochondria, my immune system, my DNA repair mechanisms. I know the science. And you could find out too. All you have to do is just Google the science behind, for example, cranberries. It's all there. Every study imaginable. Thousands of studies on what it does. Now, what I don't do is anyone who listens to this program and has, I never make claims. Mm-hmm. Some people come on, you've heard of Michael G., yes, and they claim everything. And it could be true or untrue, and a lot of times it's untrue, the claims they make, especially for these so-called miracle waters that you've heard advertised. Some of this is hokum, but when we have legitimate interest in being healthy, we don't want to be sold something. We want to know something. We can find out for ourselves what it does. So in my world, I don't tell you what it does. I stop at that boundary. I simply tell you that I have selected ingredients based upon what I know and the science tells me they do, how they will work together, how a diabetic or hypoglycemic could use these because of low glycemic, low calories, and how to put it all together. And that's what I've done. For example, here's what's in your red stuff capsules. Mind you, we're out of green stuff capsules, so there's no more. Here's the red stuff capsules. Cranberry powder, strawberries, apples, cherries, red raspberries, peaches, pear, papaya, mangoes, watermelon, red currants, nectarines, pink grapefruits, blood oranges, pomegranates, pineapples, lemons, limes, tangerines, apricots, and less than that's it. Nothing else.
Mm-hmm.
All right? They're washed thoroughly. They're rinsed. They're juiced. The juice is dried at around 80 degrees. They're put into vegan capsules and nothing else. Now, how many of these ingredients are you likely to consume in a day? How many of these would you have consumed in a day?
You mean of the individual fruits themselves? I mean, I have to be honest, you know, maybe a pear, maybe a banana, but
not 20
really.
Items.
No, of course not.
Okay,
no.
And yet all of these, let me tell you the superstars, the ones that science has a lot to be good about.
Mm-hmm.
Cranberries, strawberries, apples, cherries, red raspberries, papaya, watermelon, red currants, blood oranges, pomegranates, pineapple, lemons, limes. Those are superstars. But they're all important. So now you have red stuff capsules. You take them with you. You take them. Kids can take them. In fact, I recommend kids take them because kids are not getting enough fruits and vegetables. Ideally, we want them to eat the whole fruit, yes. But this also is one way of getting the phytonutrients, the chlorophylls, that are so important into your body, because if you knew what I knew about what fruits do once they're in your bloodstream and you're in your cells and what they do to the cells, you think, my goodness, why isn't this information taught in every school? Well, where I teach, I'm a teacher. I've been a teacher for 30 years. You know, I teach now. I teach on health and nutrition at a college, university, and I've taught at Pratt Institute and School of Visual Arts and a State University. I've taught a lot of places, Fairleigh Dickinson University, where I teach now. So wherever I teach, you can bet that everyone knows the power of fruits, what they do when they go into your body, and each of those specific phytonutrients, because then I break down, I give a list of top 10. Here are the top 10 phytonutrients. These are bioflavonoids. These are polyphenols. These are phytonutrients. These are quercetin and proanthocyanidins and resveratrol. These are the things you want in your body, and here's why you want them. Here's what the science shows, and here's 50,000 studies from the peer-reviewed literature showing what it does. And suddenly people go, wow. Now, as a registered dietitian, as a board-certified, nationally certified nutritionist, as a PhD in human nutrition, as a professor, as a research scientist, 32 years in anti-aging medicine, Institute of Applied Biology, this is where I live. This is the biochemistry of nutrition, the application of nutrition, what you can do to help a cell, what you can do to help a body. This is what I have. So I created this for myself. In fact, no one else used this for years except me. And then I began to offer it to other people. And so anyone who would like one of the best single things you can do for yourself each day, yet you want to make sure that you eat a full spectrum of fruits and vegetables and legumes and nuts and seeds, a handful of walnuts each day, that's great for you, and oils like olive oil and flaxseed oil and chia seeds and coconut oil, absolutely. But then we get hit with the reality, even someone like myself who never cheats on my diet, I make sure that I have these. I have green stuff capsules, red stuff capsules everywhere I go. Mm. And all day, I'm taking these because I don't always have the opportunity where I'm traveling to, you know, to get to a health food restaurant. I was in Los Angeles recently, and they took me, where the people where I was doing a lecture, took me this place that, you know, they were all gaga over, and I went in there, and at first it was very unhygienic. Mm-hmm. And secondly, the food was just like a big blob of gup right on the middle of a plate. Now, you know my thoughts about how vegan food should be beautifully displayed.
Yes, sir. That's right.
In fact, I have a new cookbook coming out.
Oh.
It'll be out in about 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
A brand new recipes that, believe it or not, Michael, are even more beautiful than the last group.
Wow.
As you will see. In fact, as we speak right now, this hour, there are people in my kitchen cooking, preparing, and photographing the dishes I prepared before I created 326 original recipes, vegan recipes, before I left on this trip. And now I have a master chef and photographer there who are preparing these and plating them, and each day they send me the photos, and then I tell them what I like or don't like to keep perfecting it so they'll be done by the time I return. and we'll have a new book on these. In any case, I like to have beautiful presentation, and I just didn't see it. So, you know, I was just amazed at what everyone got used to as thinking that's an ooh-ah when it's really not. So when people think they're doing themselves a big favor by having a pink grapefruit or maybe having a mango, as you said, having, you know, maybe a pear, good. But what if you had 20 different fruits all at once and you had the best of those fruits mm-hmm. all at once mm-hmm. in your blood, in your cells? Do you have any idea how powerful that is, how good that is, what a healthy gift you're giving to your body, your blood, your cells, your enzymes, your hormones, your tissue, your brain, your heart, your liver, your kidneys, your intestine? All of that benefits when you're taking in the right nutrients. So this is what I created. It's called Red Stuff